Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The final report of a coronial inquest is due to be handed down 5 years after Walpiri man Kumunjai Walker died during a bungled arrest in the Northern Territory. The 19-year-old was shot 3 times at close range by then-constable Zachary Rolfe at a home in the Northern Territory town of Yondamu in November 2019. Speaking ahead of the delivery of the coroner's report, the family of Kumunjai Walker say Northern Territory police must be held accountable. Mr. Walker's cousin, Samara Fernandez-Brown, says the inquest has been a gruelling, shocking and devastating process for family and the community, and they are seeking justice. Listeners seeking support can contact the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders Crisis Support Line on 13YARN, that's 139276, or Lifeline on 131114. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan says the state government's new anti-hate task force will aim to put a stop to hateful behaviour after a spate of anti-Semitic attacks over the weekend. 20 people were forced to flee the East Melbourne Hebrew congregation after a man allegedly poured flammable liquid on the front door and set it on fire during a Shabbat meal. A 34-year-old man from Sydney has been charged over the incident, briefly appearing in Melbourne Magistrates Court on Sunday. He has been remanded in custody until later this month. Police are investigating a number of other incidents over the weekend in Melbourne, as Premier Allan says her government will work with the Jewish community and the police force to put a stop to this behaviour.
I'll continue to stand with the strong, proud Jewish community here in Victoria every single day. Every single day. They are a big and important part of our community. They demand our support at this most difficult time. They demand our action, which is why, alongside strengthening laws, the response of Victoria Police, we will continue to work to build a stronger place where everyone can be who they are, practice their faith, safe, free from hate.
Premier Allan says the government are also focusing on strengthening mental health support services for the community in response to these incidents. Health advocates are calling for the federal government to fund a national registry and strategy to help Australians living with motor neuron disease, or MND. It's estimated that it affects about 1 in 10,000 people, with about 2,700 people in the country battling the degenerative condition, which robs individuals of the ability to walk, talk, swallow, and eventually breathe. The average life expectancy for a person diagnosed with MND is between 2 to 3 years. The CEO of MND Australia, Claire Sullivan, says a data registry costed at $12 million is needed to know the extent of the illness nationwide and target specific support to affected patients.
Lack of centralised data hinders care, delays research, and weakens policy and funding decisions. A national registry would improve patient care, accelerate clinical trials, enable better treatment planning, and support targeted, timely research. People living with MND deserve better. Better access, better data, and better support. Time is something the MND community simply does not have.
And in cycling, the Netherlands' Mathieu van der Poel has won stage 2 of the Tour de France, the longest stage of the tour at 209.1 kilometres. The Dutch rider also took the lead in the overall standings after depriving Tadej Pogacar of his 100th career win in a tense hilltop finale. Van der Poel says it was a grueling stage.
It was super difficult. The final was actually harder than I thought. I was really motivated. Finally, after it's been 4 years, I think, since I've won my first stage on the Tour de France, so it was about time I won a second one.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.